Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Alan from Seattle is. Alan, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Alan has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
Typically, people leave out cookies out for Santa and what food out for the reindeers?
Carrots.
Correct. Captain Morgan is what kind of alcohol?
Rum.
Yes. Super Bowl 2025 will be in New Orleans, but where was the most recent Super Bowl located?
Ooh, pass.
How many children does Beyonce and Jay-Z have together?
2?
No.
3?
Yes. What colorful bird is the national bird of India?
Peacock.
Yes. Who plays Ron Burgundy in the comedy Anchorman?
Will Ferrell.
Yes. Jordan Sparks and Philip Phillips both won what reality singing competition show?
Say it again?
Jordan Sparks and Philip Phillips.
American Idol.
Correct. What is the capital of England?
London.
Yes. What president is on the dime?
FDR.
Correct. How the Grinch Stole Christmas was originally published in what decade?
60s?
No.
70s?
No.
50s?
Correct. Super Bowl 2025 will be in New Orleans, but where will the most recent Super Bowl be located?
Vegas?
Yes! Alan! You got a perfect 10, my friend!
I gave Steve a break yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
Sounds like he might need it.
Yeah. Wow, Alan, I think you're going to win. I mean,
I think I might.
I'm not a betting girl, but I don't
know. Steve, you got your work cut out for you.
You sure do. I don't want to say what he got, but it might be more than 8.
Hold on.
So...
wait a second.
No pressure. No pressure.
Is this Alan Allen?
It's Alan Allen. Alan Allen Allen.
It's Alan Allen.
Who seems to be my arch rival.
Yes.
He's like my San Francisco 49ers.
Yes.
And I love him. All right, Steve. Are you ready?
Hell yeah.
Typically, people leave cookies out for Santa.
Yes.
And what food out for the reindeers?
Carrots.
Yes.
We were just talking about this with Tatum.
Captain
She's
Morgan
excited.
Is what kind of alcohol?
Rum.
Correct. Super Bowl 2025 will be in New Orleans, but where was the most recent Super Bowl located?
Oh, you were just there. Vegas.
You know it. How many children does Beyonce and Jay-Z have together?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy is right.
Two?
No.
Three.
Correct. What colorful bird is the national bird of India?
What colorful bird is the national bird of India? Is it a toucan?
No.
A parrot?
No.
Peacock.
Correct. Who plays Ron Burgundy in the comedy Anchorman?
Well, what's his face? Will Ferrell.
Yes. Jordan Sparks and Phillip Phillips both won what reality singing competition show?
American Idol.
Yes. What is the capital of England?
London.
Correct. What president is on the dime?
Washington.
No.
Lincoln.
No.
Roosevelt.
Be more specific.
Theodore.
No. How the Grinch Stole Christmas was originally published in what decade?
60s.
No. Steve, you did great. You got 8 correct. But like I said, Alan got more than 8 because Alan got a perfect 10. Let's go.
He's so disappointed.
Suck it, Steve.
Alan, that was fabulous.
Thank you. Good
also,
game, Steve.
You too, Alan. Have a great day, my friend.
Steve, you were not watching because you had your blindfold on, but Taryn, watching her reactions the entire time the game was happening, you would think that she was like waiting for the biggest news of her life.
like she's playing Powerball and she got like all the numbers except for one and she's trying to see if she's going to get it.
She was so stressed. I could hear her heartbeat over here.
For a minute there, I thought maybe what if they both get a perfect 10? Has that ever happened in the history of Beat Migs?
I think so. Damn. You know, I'm not sure, though. Both getting a perfect 10. Yeah.
You were very close.
Oh, man. The Roosevelt one. I just felt like everything leave my body at that moment. Like, I felt so deflated at that point. I was like, man, I could have a luck guess and get this right. Mm-hmm. And then it was down to 50-50. I got it wrong.
You sure did, because it was Franklin D. Roosevelt.
I always should go with Franklin. I always go with the D.
Always. Yes. Yeah. I live my life by that.
I know.
And The Grinch Stole Christmas was originally published. You were close. It was the 50s.
50s.
Oh, congratulations, Alan. I'm so excited.
We only watched the new version of The Grinch. That's the one that Tatum likes.
It's so great.
It's the best.
We watched it 4 times over the weekend.
Oh, my God.
That's probably right where we were, too. I think we did like 2 or 3.
It's so great. We have partnered up once again with the Washington State Council of Firefighters and Operation Warm. We are putting brand new American-made winter coats on local children in need, and it's called Coats for Kids. And we have a very specific thing we're working on right now, Steve. We're trying to raise $20,369.
Yes. At the end of the day, we're hoping to get $50,000. But if we hit at least over $20,000, I've agreed, thanks to one of our rockaholics who left us a voice message, I will sing Dominic the Donkey at Live Night, which is happening this Friday night. So we need to raise over $20,000 before then for me to do that.
Can you give a little just sneak peek of what it will sound like?
I mean, yeah, of course. It's going to sound like this.
Hey, jingity-jing. It's Dominic the Donkey.
Exactly like
that. Can you give us one hee-haw?
Hee-haw.
Oh, God.
He's going to... If we do this, you're going to nail it.
Hey, jingity-jing.
Hee-haw. Hee-haw. Oh, wow. I got it. I've been
totally
practicing.
Got it.
And by practicing, I have not listened to it since I made this agreement. So I'm very nervous about that. But any amount helps. And thanks to Nick Wetch, who just joined the 69 Club a couple of minutes ago, donating $69. But $20 helps, $5 helps. Or if you're like James Starbuck and you donate $269, that helps as well.
Every $20 puts a brand new American-made coat on a local child in need, and you can donate at KISW.com, or you can text KISWGIVE to 44321.
Hey, jingity-jing.
Yeehaw, yeehaw.
Something just happened to the New York Yankees that we feel will make many Mariners fans happy. Because it's kind of that long-term karma, you know what I'm talking about?
I spent all day yesterday with the biggest smile on my face because of just the implosion that's happening with some Yankees fans. It's incredible.
So what is this? We're going to tell you after Three Doors Down.
The Daily Mix Show! Hey! The Daily Mix Show.
Juan Soto sent shockwaves through the MLB this past Sunday night because he rejected a deal. A $760 million offer from the New York Yankees.
I would too.
To sign a historic 15-year deal for $765 million with the New York Mets.
And I'm not sure the exact details. I'm paraphrasing, but I believe like he I mean, it was just a few million dollars less.
Just a couple.
Right? But I think the Yankees were going to offer more years. I don't remember. But, yeah, Yankees fans are not happy.
Yeah, they're calling him a traitor. They're very angry over this contract situation.
I'm finding great humor in this because growing up in New York, you experience New York sports fans are on a whole other level of crazy. I had family members that are Yankees fans. I grew up in a Yankee. Like, a lot of people in my family are Yankees fans. And we were during in the 80s when they were bad, they were unhinged. And now, like, they're a good team. Obviously, they've been a good team for forever. They've won many championships. It doesn't matter. These fans are so freaking mad. And as someone who's rooting for the Mariners, I found great entertainment in this. And the reason being is that the Yankees are notorious for being the team that takes players, gives them more money, and breaks the hearts of the fans of another team. I mean, we saw that with A-Rod.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, granted, the Yankees didn't do that, but eventually ended up on the Yankees. But you know what I mean? Like, they've done that before with other players as well. So it's kind of entertaining to see the fans being mad that a player left them for more money from another team.
Yeah.
And on social media, people are posting videos. And I swear, I'm almost certain that some of these people might be in my family. Like, you're going to get a real peek in behind the curtain of, like, what it's like to grow up in, like, a New York household. Are you ready for one person's unhinged video about his team losing Juan Soto?
Yes.
All right. This is, honestly, if there was such a thing as losing bleeps for a bleep machine, we would have lost all the bleeps because this guy lost his mind.
Hey, Juan Soto, I got two words for you.
All right. What two words do you think he has?
F and U.
Yeah.
You. That's right. You and the horse you rode in on and the cavalry behind you. That's
wow. Not just the horse you rode in on, but that cavalry behind you.
That's right, motherfucker. Yeah, I'm taking it personal. We gave you our love. We
mind you also, this guy is doing this while holding a wooden bat in his hand. He is out of his mind with a Yankees jacket, and he's just not having it, Taryn.
Oh, boy.
We gave you our f***ing heart and soul. It wasn't enough. You turned your cap around after the World Series. I saw that f***ing move. $700 million.
I like that also. Like, I do believe that at some point while they were like, he was watching the game, he saw him put the hat on a certain way. He's like, I'm telling you, that's a sign. I'm telling you, Cindy, that's a freaking sign.
$700 million, 730. Yeah, it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. Guaranteed years, it wasn't enough. You don't even choose the Dodgers. You don't even choose the Dodgers. You go off Broadway to the Mets. You don't want to be on Broadway. And you don't want to be Judge's guy. You don't want to be Judge's partner.
It's Aaron Judge, who plays for the New York Yankees, in case you don't
Thank
know.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, you're welcome.
Oh, that's right, Judge. Now it's your team. That's it. Let's stick it up as Now we're not f***ing around. Take those f***ing grungy, whatever those f***ing, oh, those stupid Mets.
He just threw the bat out of his house.
Oh, yeah. Is there a fan base that's more terrifying to you, Steve, than the Yankees fans?
I don't know. The Bills fans are kind of crazy. They're willing to throw themselves into flaming tables.
They're at least fun.
That's true. They're doing that for funsies. They're not doing that because they're mad. I think that guy is actually part of the general managing ownership group. We have another fan. Now, this fan, I love this guy because he decided to shoot his video in front of the baseball stadium that the New York Mets play in. So, and then he left a message for Juan Soto.
Yo, Juan Soto, listen up, man. This is your new f***ing home. This is your new home right here. Shut the f*** up and don't f***ing complain. Look at this f***ing home.
Now, mind you, he then pans around and it's like it's a pretty rundown street that it's like right by. Like a chop shop, like a lot of cars are just all sure. Like off there. No wheels on the tires and it's just...
Very inviting, very inviting.
Yeah. But also, you know, I didn't realize that baseball players, when they sign big deals, they live in the stadium. Like, that's actually their home.
Yeah. Right across the street, look at this f***ing dump. Road f***ing closed. You chose this piece of to be your home for the next 15 f***ing years.
You know, when we do straight to the comments, we're like, who are these people that hide behind a keyboard and say the things that they say? I believe it's these people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're a money-hungry f***ing bitch. You. Every Yankee fan should burn your f***ing jersey. You, Juan Soto, suck my f***.
There we go. I think you can figure out what he said after that. Yeah. And there are videos of people burning his jersey.
Of course.
Yeah.
I love this. At the end of the day, like, it's a yard game, guys. It's just baseball.
No, it's their life. They gave their heart and soul to this, Taryn. We used to do an old bit on my, like, back way many, many years ago, and you kind of get away with doing prank calls. We called it Piss Off a New Yorker. And the challenge was we'd call up a random store in New York, Brooklyn, or somewhere in New York City, and then the listener would just have to say whatever they can say to get the New Yorker pissed. And usually if you made fun of, like, the Yankees or said something along those lines, they would get pissed rather quickly.
That sounds like you could get punched in the face. That's very risky behavior.
We have one more fan. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
I'd like to send this message to Mr. Juan Soto, who just sold his soul to the devil and left the New York Yankees to become a f***ing Met. Soto, message for you, bro. You will never sniff the World Series again for the rest of your life. You had the potential to retire as a Yankee legend, have your number retired in Monument Park. And what'd you do? You went to one of the worst franchises in sports history. Have fun in Queen Soto, because you know why? I got my captain right here, and his name is Aaron f***ing Judge. Have fun in Queens, buddy. Yo, bum!
Now, he was a little more reasonable and understanding about the whole situation. Do you think Juan Soto's on social media going to calls his agent? He's like, I don't know, maybe we made a bad choice. These fans might be right.
They sound a little scary.
Out of their minds. It's awesome. Oh.
Is there a band that you wish would just get back together already?
Oh, Juan Soto and the New York Yankees, clearly. You know, System of a Down. But I just saw that they are getting back together.
They're playing with
Korn. I think they're doing like 3 shows.
Yes.
That's freaking awesome.
It's all happening. Well, what about you, Rockaholics? Give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK. Is there a band that you wish would get back together already? We're going to tell you about a few iconic rock bands that people are dying to see reunite at 720.
The Daily Migs Show.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Luigi Nicholas Mangione is the 26-year-old man from Maryland who was arrested in Pennsylvania after being identified as the suspect.
I'm okay if we could stop sharing the pictures. I mean, I know here we are doing it, but, you know, when people are like, let's not talk about these idiots, and I totally understand what people were meaning, but I'm okay with us not seeing these shirtless pictures of him with a backpack on anymore.
I mean, people are definitely swooning.
It's kind of making me regret what I ate last night.
Oh,
this guy, it's like, I've never seen more thirsty women.
The comment section
for
is
a murder
crazy.
Since the Menendez brothers.
Oh, boy. So he's the one that was arrested as the main suspect in the targeted killing of the United Healthcare CEO, Brian Thompson, in New York. He was identified by a McDonald's worker, apparently, and they linked him to this whole thing based on that one little tip.
And people are having a field day, not so much even about what he did, everything of all, but the fact that somebody narked on him at a McDonald's to the point where, like, there's a lot of jokes that are going on. I did see somebody make a fake Burger King post that said, Burger King tweeted out, "We wouldn't snitch."
So people are complaining about rats at this McDonald's, putting that into the reviews. Others are calling out, obviously, like the snitching. One person wrote, "This location has rats in the kitchen that will make you sick, and your insurance isn't going to cover it."
Okay, it's kind of clever. It's saying it's a rat problem when we know exactly what you're talking about.
So this leads us to want to ask a simple question.
And it's a simple question because I'm like, well, who's even going online to read reviews about McDonald's? I think we know what we're getting. Like, I never once decided to go on Yelp to see, what's this McDonald's rating? Like, I'll just, I know where I'm going. I think I'm okay with it.
It's going to be fairly consistent all across the board.
Right.
Chet from Edgewood, our simple question to you. Do you actually use online reviews to decide where you go to eat?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be lying to say if the reviews didn't play a factor.
That's interesting. I'm willing to just go into things blind. Maybe that's just the stupidity in me because a lot like my wife. My wife will make it a point, hotels, restaurants. And if there's like a couple of bad reviews, like that changes everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, I don't do the necessarily bad reviews, but I'm definitely, like, if I'm in a new city, like, we were in California this weekend, and I was looking around, like, what's around, but I will always do top rated. There's a thing that you can click on that to make sure that you're going to, like, a 4 or 5 star one as opposed to a 2 or 3 one, and I'll always do that, but I don't necessarily read the reviews.
See, I always, like, take everything with a grain of salt, like the super negative ones and the super positive ones. I just assume that they're plants on both ends.
Oh,
like,
sure.
I don't know why, but I'm just like, the ones in the middle, I think I might maybe listen to.
I just always go look at the menu and then decide if I want to eat there or not. I never look at the reviews.
Same.
But when it comes to, like, buying clothing online, I 100% look at every review.
That's where I get frustrated because I read all these reviews. One person's like, make sure you buy 3 sizes bigger than you usually get and the next person will be like, it came in too small. Get this, or it came in too big, get that. I'm like, I don't even know what to do anymore.
Maybe I'll just
buy it blindly and then hope for the best. But I recently did use online reviews. We went on Yelp while we were in Portland. And we weren't planning on going to this place, but we were very curious. So we were wrestling at DOA Pro Wrestling. It's a new place. I can't remember. It's in downtown Portland, right? So right next door to it, I'm like, what kind of place is called Sassy's? Like, what is that? And my buddy's like, it's a strip club. And it looked very sad from the outside because, it was a Sunday night, so what am I expecting? But we went online to look at some of the reviews, and we were just dying on the ride back because the first review that popped up that just said, drop all expectations before entering here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I'm like, man, we missed the boat on this one. Another person said, the dancers are rude, and so is the bouncer.
Oh.
Another person was very mad because one of my favorite dancers is not being scheduled for no good reason. Will not be returning.
Oh. Wow. That's a lot of passion there.
Yeah. But it was more for poops and giggles. Like, I wouldn't base any decision I make. Because I don't know who's writing these reviews.
And how high their expectations might be. Or on the flip side, how low their expectations might be.
Right. Because like, honestly, if we did go into Sassy's, I wouldn't have had very high expectations, especially on a Sunday night. We didn't, but...
After reading those reviews, I'm very disappointed that you didn't.
We should have turned
around. I would have loved to have a complete storyline here.
Like this one. Decent stripper. Smells like vomit. Decent, but there are better ones.
All right.
Really selling it.
That was a 5-star review.
Oh, no. Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at beating Steve Miggs? The competitor he had first thing this morning got a perfect 10.
We need to remind everybody about Alan.
Can you match that brilliant energy from Alan? Steve is currently 341 wins, 110 losses, and 58 ties in 2024. 206-803 Rock. We will play Beat Migs at 750.
The Daily Migs Show.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy 2 and get 3 free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.